Welcome back to the Kat James Show, everyone. We are continuing with part two of my Dangerous Beauty Time to Clean Up Your Act series. And I have Stacey Malkin, who is author of the new book, Not Just a Pretty Face, and also co-founder of the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. She's also communications director of Healthcare Without Harm and has begun to share a lot of very interesting things beyond what even the savvy health-conscious beauty consumer might already know. We have just gotten into the issues of the dangers of cosmetics that contain synthetics, which may or may not read on the label, it be found on the label, such as formaldehyde, certain preservatives. I talked about hair color in the first segment. And Stacey is very involved, has been an activist for decades, I believe, in this area. And we're going to talk about nanoparticles, how chemicals accumulate in the body. We're going to get into talk about regulation, what's changing, and finally, in our last segment, what you can do about it, where you can learn more. And thanks again for being here, Stacey. What would you have to say about this whole nanotechnology revolution?
This is a big new challenge for the industry, the fact that companies are rushing ahead to incorporate nanoparticles. And basically, those are very tiny little chemicals. And the emerging science shows that they have the risk of penetrating very deeply and quickly into the body and into bodily organs, and they can be toxic, and so they can cause some unusual biological impacts. And unfortunately, as I said, the industry is rushing ahead to incorporate it, and the beauty industry is at the front of the pack, putting nanoparticles mm-hmm. into their products without safety studies to back it up. And they're, you know, putting these wild marketing claims about nanovectors and all the wonderful miracle right. benefits of nanotech. And it's yeah. all just, you know, marketing hype.
Absolutely. And, yeah, and there's not even a way to regulate. Like you said, they haven't even devised a way scientifically to really monitor what happens to these things. I attended in New York City a cosmetic formulation seminar, one of the big ones, and they were had one guy from a company that was offering the first kind of topical injectables, you know, the Botox that you can apply topically without a needle. And like you said, these chemicals can cut right through, literally right through the skin. They can go in receptor sites, cell receptor sites. And I remember there was a biologist who raised his hand and said, what happens once it gets there? And do you have any concerns about the receptor sites not being available to receive some other things that they need? And the guy literally said, in front of 400 people sitting there, he said, hey, as long as it gets there, he said this, as long as it gets there, we're not concerned. Yeah. And I thought, oh, that was not a good thing that he just said, but probably a good thing for everyone to hear.
Yeah,
but,
well, this idea
it's amazing.
That, you know, we should put up with anything in the name of beauty, but in the first place, a
yes.
lot of this stuff just doesn't work, and it's bogus marketing hype. But secondly, you know, one area where we're seeing a lot of nanotech, especially, is in the sunscreen. That is one place where mm-hmm. a lot of companies are taking titanium dioxide and using it in
sure.
nano versions. And yeah. we're recommending that it's best to stay away from all beauty products that contain nanoparticles. And there's an excellent report that just came out from Friends of the Earth where they look at that the problem of nanotech, and particularly in sunscreens and in beauty mm-hmm. products in general. But one of the problems with this is that it's not required for companies to disclose that products have nanoparticles in them. So that's a big thing that needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
And just overall,
yeah.
and we'll get back to that problem with every question that we have, because the industry is just not regulated, and that's something that we need to change in order to get to the point where we have safe products on the shelves. There's no two ways
now,
about that.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I know you have a lot of information about what people can do when they've either got a product that's already on their shelves and they're thinking of ditching it or keeping it, where they can go to find out if the ingredients pass muster in terms of safety.
Yeah, and the good news is that there are safer alternatives in just about every product category already on the market. The challenge is that we have to do our own research to find them. You know, we can't rely on the labels or the marketing claims. So we have to really do a little bit of research into these products. And there's an excellent resource available for that, which is the Skin Deep Report that's put together by the Environmental Working Group. And you can find that on our website, safecosmetics.org, and it's called Skin Deep. And there you can look up all your favorite products, find out more than you ever wanted to know about what's in them and how toxic the chemicals are. And then you can also look for safer alternatives in every product category. So it's very helpful to start to see which companies are making the best products and which companies shouldn't be trusted.
Speaking of not being trusted, what do you think of the pink ribbon campaigns showing up, really, so used almost as a point to make us respect these companies that are absolutely putting out products with the ingredients we've been talking about?
Yeah, I think it's one of the most outrageous things, and I have a chapter in my book called Pinkwashing, in which I talk about this, that the leading pinkwashing beauty companies, the ones that run the races and the walks and put pink ribbons all over their products and donate some undisclosed portion of those proceeds to breast cancer research, those companies, and there are three of them, Avon, Estee Lauder, and Revlon, that really are at the front of the pinkwashing pack. So they give a lot of lip service to breast cancer, but they all have products that currently contain carcinogens on the market. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's outrageous. I think that these beauty companies have a particular responsibility to be at the front of the line, offering to, you know, reduce their contribution to the toxic load and say, we're going to get rid of carcinogens. We're going to stand up to the chemical companies and say, give us safer alternatives that aren't linked to cancer and don't, you know, cause cancer in animal studies and that aren't, you know, already classified as carcinogens. But yet you'll find chemicals like that in products by all of those companies.
Yep. And that brings me to the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics. Can you talk about that? And this is an opportunity for those very companies to make a public proclamation and promise to get the known carcinogens, at least the known carcinogens, out of their products.
Yes. Well, we've asked them. We've gone to all the companies in the industry and asked them to take our pledge, which we call the Compact for Safe Cosmetics. And we currently have more than 1,000 companies who have signed it, which is just wonderful, but unfortunately, not one of the mainstream big beauty companies is on that list. Not Revlon, L'Oreal, Estee Lauder, not Johnson & Johnson's, none of them. They've all refused to take the pledge, which asks companies to phase out carcinogens and as well as chemicals that are known to be toxic to the reproductive system and chemicals that are banned already in Europe, and it asks them to, you know, be publicly transparent about what they're doing to reduce the hazardous chemicals in their products. So none of those big companies have signed it, but there are many wonderful smaller companies. All of the 1,000 companies that have signed it are in the natural products industry. And you can go on our website and see that list. Even within that list, you still have to do research into which companies are really making the best.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, I just want to remind everyone listening that Stacey Malkin's book is Not Just a Pretty Face, The Ugly Side of the Beauty Industry. Her website for the book is notjustaprettyface.org. Again, Stacey, can you tell a little about the blog or anything else you want people to know about just that would help anyone do more research on their own?
Well, a couple of really important resources. Definitely check out the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics website at safecosmetics.org. And a few things you can do there. You can look up Skin Deep, where you can see all your products. You can sign our action list. That's really important so we can keep in touch with people about new research and about what we're doing. And we're going to be working on a federal bill that we hope to see introduced very soon. So we're going to need a big push of people supporting the Congress and taking, you know, putting for the first time in decades some real regulations in place in the cosmetics industry. So see Skin Deep, sign up for our list. You can also buy the book there, and the proceeds will benefit the campaign. And there's lots of tools for ways you can organize in your community, get your friends together, have a house party. We've got lots of materials to help you do that. And I'll also give you an email address for our grassroots coordinator. Her name is Mia Davis. And if you have any questions at all, or want to talk with someone about how to get involved, just email Mia, M-I-A, at safecosmetics.org. And then
Go ahead, Stacey.
And then my book website is notjustaprettyface.org, and I would love to hear from folks and have them check out the blog and comment. And you can also follow me on Twitter, I have to say, at safecosmetics is my handle.
Terrific. Now, just before we go to break and we have our last segment where we're going to bring you good news and what Stacey and I will put together from gleaned from both of our books, what we call our top red flag ingredient list, so that you really, without bringing a dictionary to the store, will have a good idea of what ingredients, when you see them on the label, you're going to just avoid the product altogether. We're the Kat James Show, and we'll be right back with Stacey Malcolm, author of Not Just a Pretty Face.
I know. You gave up using soap on your face years ago. And that's smart because most soaps are drying and inactive on the skin. But Sunshine Botanicals just raised the bar to achieve results no soap ever has. Introducing Raise the Bar Brightening Cleansing Bar. This non-soap treatment bar with active skin lighteners is a truly enlightening cleansing experience that makes dull or discolored complexions brighter, even before you apply serums or moisturizers. Looks like a soap, but instead of dulling detergents, Raise the Bar Brightening Bar is made up entirely of potent, lightening, and cellular defense cosmeceuticals such as glucosamine and L-arbutin. You'll see instant and long-term brightening and environmental repair without chemicals or perfumes. Enlighten your cleansing routine with Raise the Bar from Sunshine Botanicals, winner of the Beauty with a Conscience Award from Natural Solutions Magazine. Mention the Kat James Show and save 10%. Plus, receive our facial cleansing brush as your gift, free. Call 866-907-9546 or visit sunshinebotanicals.com.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
I am here. This is Kat James, the Kat James Show, with Stacey Malkin. She is the author of Not Just a Pretty Face, The Ugly Side of the Beauty Industry. And we've had a really eye-opening hour here talking about, this is really part two of a series I'm doing called Dangerous Beauty, Time to Clean Up Our Act. And if you have really kind of left the category of personal care products and beauty and cosmetics as your final frontier for starting to greenify your life and detoxify your life, this is a really an important subject expert and the perfect expert to have on the show. Stacy has, as I said, her new book, Not Just a Pretty Face, has hit the shelves just recently. Notjustaprettyface.org is where you can learn more about it. And she is also a co-founder of the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics, which has really gone as far as any organization I'm aware of in building a platform for the companies that are able or willing to commit to taking out literally what are now tons of different carcinogenic ingredients, hormone mimicking ingredients, ingredients that affect your reproduction and the health of your children. These are just rampantly widespread in the typical mass marketed cosmetics, and it's time to just say no. So I want to thank Stacy for being here, and we wanted to finish up this hour with good news, a very concise sort of red flag cosmetic ingredient list. But first, I want Stacy to touch on some federal legislation that she is hoping to see passed, and also how you all can get involved. Stacy, I don't know if you're there. I can't hear you if you are.
Can you hear me?
But yeah, I can now. I'd love to have you expound on the federal legislation issue you were telling me about.
Oh, great. Sure. So we're hoping to see a federal bill on the table in the U.S. Congress in the next few months. It's the first time in over 70 years that we'll see a serious attempt to reform cosmetic regulations in the United States. The laws on the books now are currently from 1938, so we've learned a few things since then. This is a really important step, but I want to also point out that I think it's going to be a really big fight. You know, the industry has been gearing up for years. I write about this in the book. They've been hiring lobbyists and PR folks to be ready for what they see as a fight to stop, you know, any and all regulations. But there's a lot of really good and strong champions on the Hill who are willing to push this forward and make it a priority. So I think if all of us who believe that the beauty industry can do better and that they should be held accountable for making products as safe as they can be, which I think is going to be a benefit not only for public health but also for the companies themselves. So if you believe that, please join with us and help us push and lobby for this bill. And you can sign up for the Safe Cosmetics Action List at safecosmetics.org to stay to be the first to know about what's happening when with the bill. And we really just need to mount a big grassroots movement for change. And I think that now is just a really and especially an important time politically. It's really a watershed moment where I think the Congress and the administration are figuring out, you know, are they going to be willing to take on corporate power and to say, you know, enough with a system where companies are allowed to do whatever they want to do, no matter how destructive? And are we going to create, you know, a new economic system that's healthy for people on the planet?
Absolutely. And like you said, it is the time to do it. There is a real sense of opposition building to an all-time high and support building at an all-time high. So both sides are quite active, and we need to turn the tides, and this is the time to do it. And so I hope everyone will get active, as Stacy said. And now we want to leave you with some ideas for what, you know, to just make it a little less overwhelming. We've talked about all types of cosmetic ingredients. I have my favorite from my book, The Truth About Beauty, and Stacy has her favorites. I'm sure we have a lot of overlap. So first, I'm going to tell you the big ones, and without, you know, getting into too much detail, these are just ingredients, in my opinion, that if you see them on the list, the company's not really trying. And in fact, you know, if they represent themselves with Zen poetry and beautiful and rustic looking packaging, you need to read very closely and don't depend on the front of the label. Read the ingredients list. And so if you see synthetic fragrance, for example, or synthetic emollients like mineral oil, Let me get back to the fragrance site. You heard me talk a little about them in the first segment, about the known carcinogens, neurotoxins, and air pollutants that are in them. Then there you want to just understand that you may have a mostly natural product, but if they list parfum or fragrance toward the end of the label, they're not trying. In fact, in my opinion, if everything else is natural and they're making claims of natural and organic on the front, they're actually being deceptive. Another ingredient that I always look to avoid is synthetic emollients like mineral oil or petrolatum. These things have been subject to so much heat and pressure that they no longer even break down in the environment. Nothing that doesn't break down in the environment should be on your skin. They also confuse the skin's ability to regulate its own moisture. And so mineral oil, petrolatum, and there's mineral oil in one of the most expensive famous skin creams from the sea that you've ever even fathomed, because we were all shocked at its price, and I was shocked to find mineral oil in it. Synthetic preservatives, Stacy and I talked about. Synthetic colors, FD&C colors, are coal tar derived often. And when the original studies were done, there were injections of some of these in the colors in this category into the skin of mice, and tumors developed, but they still did not change legislation because of the idea that these things aren't absorbed. Synthetic carriers and emulsifiers such as the glycols, propylene glycol, butylene glycol, polysorbates, they just have some health issues that have been demonstrated at the very least. Stacy, do you feel like you want to add to that?
I think that's a great list. I would also add the surfactants, the sodium lauryl sulfates and sodium lauryl sulfate, and the PEG chemicals, which are often contaminated with 1,4-dioxane or toxic in and of themselves. But I think that's a great list, because if you find a product, even with a few of these, say with, you know, PEGs and parabens and synthetic fragrance, I mean, just right there, I've put it back on the shelf and I'm looking onto something else. And it's difficult to find any products without synthetic fragrance, you know, but they are out there, and I do think it's worth it. So, you know, when you go down this road that your choices get much, much smaller. But
absolutely. It's almost it's stress relieving how small your choices get.
It's true. I think so, too.
Yeah. Now, you have in your book, I'm sure you have a lot of products listed, and my listeners are familiar with my book, that it has an extensive resource guide. What the work that you've done and the work that I've done can save people a lot of searching. There are a lot of amazing, before we had to, if we wanted to use just natural products, we had to give up a little efficacy, maybe a little potency. But I feel like that's really changed in the last couple of years, that we're seeing real high-end, even spa products that are pure for the first time. And so they are out there in every category, even the first natural permanent hair color. And there's only one, and that's the Act by Nature product. So these products are out there. Do you want to add to that on anything that you know is now available that you didn't see before?
Well, the great news is that there have been a lot of changes in even just the last couple of years, as you said. And I think the natural products industry is really just a wonderful laboratory for innovation right now, where we're seeing more and more products come out all the time, great makeups and mascaras and all sorts of products. You know, I think the hair color is one place where the beauty industry really has to do a lot of innovation. Also hair relaxers and permanents.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the nail products, those tend to be the most toxic.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's still some work and some innovation to go. And most of this, as I said, is happening right now in the natural products industry. So that's where to look for the great new products. And I also like to say to folks that one of the things I've been so surprised at analyzing the conventional products is that so many of them have chemicals that are toxic to the skin. Or can sensitize the skin. So if people are getting like skin issues or rashes, breakouts, any kind of thing like that, it often does relate to products and to sensitivities that you have to chemicals in the product. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of doctors don't even know that. They'll put people on facial steroids or something like that, or they'll diagnose kids with eczema when they're actually sensitive to the formaldehyde in their bubble bath. So that's an important thing for folks to be aware of, and another benefit of switching to the more natural products.
Absolutely. Now, in the minute I have left, Stacey, I want to just reiterate that Stacey's book is Not Just a Pretty Face. Notjustapprettyface.org is to learn more about it. It is a definitive book on the subject of cosmetic safety and the ugly side of the beauty industry. Stacey, in the last moment, anything else, place that you really want to remind readers to go?
Well, I want to just say that I have a lot of hope. I think we're seeing big changes, and that if we push and if we work together, if we organize and educate our friends and peers, then we can give the beauty industry a makeover, as I like to say. So I encourage everyone to sign up at safecosmetics.org and see the latest research by the campaign. Be in touch with us. You can email Mia at safecosmetics.org, and my email is Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, at safecosmetics.org. And we're just thrilled to have so many wonderful supporters. We have a great Facebook page, too, for those on Facebook.
Great.
So join us.
Thank you so much, Stacy. This is the Kat James Show. I hope you'll join me next Friday for another transforming show. See you then.